Welcome to the second hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
We invest in our staff and our communities. Heritage Funeral Home guarantees to provide the best funeral prices for our community. Heritage Funeral Home is a family, and we treat you like a family, and we will always be here for you, one friend at a time. Heritage Funeral Homes.
I had such a great time emceeing Loretta Lynn's 89th birthday bash last week in Nashville. It was so much fun and always good to be around. That's just such a special family, the Lynn family, just such a great family. And, man, I just had such a wonderful time, and it was wonderful in Nashville. And thank all the folks. Of course, completely sold-out show, as you would expect, and lots of country music fans and lots of great music from the Loretta Lynn catalog. Of course, Loretta no longer performs, but it was so good to see the family all there performing Loretta songs, especially Taylor. Taylor Lynn did such a great job. She sang the songs off of her new CD called Taylor Lynn Sings Loretta Lynn, and that thing is selling like hotcakes. One of the most successful albums that we've had on Heart of Texas Records. It's amazing how many copies we've shipped out to literally all over the world. And so we appreciate those country music fans picking that up. We have those available at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum, and the ladies tell me that they have sold a bunch of them during the last 2 or 3 weeks. Got the Hits Radio Show right here at KNEL.
Yes, sir. Mr. Tracy Grantmeyer here in the beautiful town of Harper, Texas.
Yeah, how are things in Harper, Texas tonight?
They're great. Hey, we're working over here in Hicks. Merry-go-round by Justin.
I'll do it for you.
Thank you very much, Tracy.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.
I can remember when Mary was mine, when nightlife and barrooms were far from her mind. Now Mary's left me for a new world she's found, and Mary goes round on her merry-go-round. Every night my sweet Mary's in town, going around on her
That's actually Bodie Barker doing Mary Goes Round. Justin has not recorded that as of yet. He does it in a lot of his live shows, and we've done it on Facebook a lot, but he hasn't actually cut that. But I will say this. He's doing the harmony on that song with Bodie Barker. So I guess, in reality, he has contributed to the to Mary Goes Round. But speaking of Justin, let's do a track off of his live album from London Dance Hall a few years ago.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to historic London Dance Hall in London, Texas. Put your hands together for Heart of Texas recording artist Justin Trevino.
Thank you all so much.
The jukebox in the corner is playing Whiskey River. The neon star shines bright above the bar. There's laughing, dancing, shooting pool, crying, drinking, lonely fools, and people here who don't know where they are. It's the kind of place you go to when you have no one to turn to help you ease your pain and misery. It's a hangout for the losers and a hideout for the boozers and a place to go for lonely fools like me. It's just a honky-tonk, a Texas honky-tonk, where the flippin' of the tops and the music never stops. It's just a honky-tonk, a Texas honky-tonk, but it's become my home since you've been gone. Well, I used to think that someday we might get back together. I couldn't stand the thought of losing you, but I must accept reality. You're not just don't care. Trying to forget your love somehow. From the top of the world to the bottom of the bottle, I've sank too deep to ever pull out now. Here in this honky tonk, this Texas honky tonk, where the flipping of the tops and the music never stops. It's just a honky tonk, a Texas honky tonk. But it's become my home since you've been gone. Yes, it's become my home since you've been gone.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello there.
The one with, Charlie Price, Does Your Finger Hurt?
Oh, does My Ring Hurt Your Finger?
Yeah, mm-hmm. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
And Loretta and Conway, Feelings? Yes.
All right, we'll do them for you tonight.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you.
Just lead us on till we know where we're going. If I told you that I loved you, could we slip away where the lights are low? If I put my arms around you and held you close, could you tell me no?
Well, you know that I'd be lying if I said I wasn't trying to let you know I'd go. Let love take me where we've never been before.
Just lead us on till we know where we're going. You don't know how long I've wanted to have you where you are right. Soft and pretty, ain't no telling where we're bound.
Now here we are together, too close for talking, I can't tell you no.
Yes, love, take us where we've never been before.
This is Charlie Pride, and you're listening to Hillbilly Hits right here with my good friend Tracy Pitcox at KNEL. So keep that dial right here.
Just right. Should I take it to the jeweler, though it won't fit so tight. Does my ring hurt your finger when you go out at night? Did you enjoy yourself last night, dear? How was the show? You know that I don't mind it when you go. I understand sometimes we all need time alone. But why do you always leave your ring at home? Does my ring hurt your finger when you're away from me? I'm so proud when you wear it for all the world to see. Should I take it to the jeweler so it won't fit so tight? Does my ring
great legend of our business and just a genuinely really super nice guy. I loved Charlie Pride and his wife Rosine and just man, just great folks there. Does My Ring Hurt Your Finger, one of his all-time greatest songs without a doubt. Hey, good to hear from my buddy Cody Meyer. As a matter of fact, I saw Cody today for the first time in a long time. He stopped by our Heart of Texas Records office. He says he's listening to us tonight in Northern Comanche County on knelradio.com. We appreciate that very much. Cody's got two brand new knees. He just had knee replacements on both of his knees. He had a back surgery, so he's got a new back and he's got new knees. He's going to be the bionic man here before too long. But he is still as hard-headed as I am. And he knows it. Birds of a feather have got to flock together, right? Here's Johnny Bush for Cody tonight, and Rebecca, Lost Highway Saloon.
On a dark, deserted highway in the southwest Texas hills, I grew tired of the journey and the rolling of the wheels. So I pulled off to the roadside there beneath the midnight moon, by flashing neon remnants that read the Lost Highway Saloon. I walked into the rundown ruin time had left around the bend. An old man in a worn-out hat smiled and said, "Come in." I dropped a nickel in the jukebox while the old man drew my beer, and I let the sound of the music drown the road noise from my ears. Mike Williams sang a sad one as I sat back down again. Then I heard a host of other ghostly voices joining in. There was Ernest Webb and Lefty in an old familiar tune, playing on the haunted jukebox at the Lost Highway Saloon. There were people all around me where there was no one before, and the clicking of their boot heels rambled through the old dance floor. The room was filled with smoke and laughter. Bob Wills' fiddle played, Tommy Duncan sang, and the Texas Playboys played the night away. I listened to the songs I knew and a few I'd never heard,
as my hero sang for me that night, I hung on every word. I could smell the whiskey on Hank's breath and Patsy Cline's perfume all around the haunted jukebox at the Lost Highway Saloon. Then the music softly faded, the laughter slowly died, and the old man tipped his hat to me as I bid him goodnight. He said, "You've come a long way, son." Then he called me by my name, and he said, "You've still got a long way to go, and no two journeys ever in the same." Many times I've rode that highway, looking for that place again, but there's only hills and open fields, and soon the highway ends. I guess our time is like that open road, and our lives are merely tunes, playing on the haunted jukebox at the Lost Highway Saloon. So if you see that light some lonely night, stop in and hear the tunes playing on the haunted jukebox at the Lost Highway Saloon.
Johnny Bush loved that song, and he sang it all the time, as a matter of fact, all of his shows that he had throughout the years after he recorded that thing back in, I think he cut that probably around 2000, 2001, something like that, and titled his album called The Lost Highway Saloon. Johnny Bush tonight. Hey, good to hear from Gay Stevens. She's listening to us tonight, and we appreciate that very much, as always. She asked me to play this old song, and I hadn't played this in a long time, from Porter and Dolly. Here's one called "Is Forever Longer Than Always."
Your trembling hands held me near.
Your soft, warm lips whispered in my ear. You said you'd always love me and we'd always be together.
And you promised me your love would last forever.
Is forever I made a point to go somewhere I knew you'd be. I had to know if you still had the same effect on me. And the moment that I saw you, there I knew, no matter what I did, I'm still not over you. I'm still that nothing's changed, and perhaps someday I'll find somebody new. But now it's much too soon. I'm still not old. Can't explain why seeing you affects my sanity. But when I see you, I become a strange and different me. And the moment that I saw you, there I knew, no matter what I do, I'm still not over you. I'm still not over you. That feeling still the same. I'm still not over you. I find that nothing's changed, and perhaps someday I'll find somebody new. But now it's much too soon. I'm still not over you. No matter what I do, I'm still not over you.
That pretty ballad from Curtis Potter. Curtis would have been celebrating a birthday this weekend, and always like to remember Curtis Potter, one of the greats in our country music business. Very few people could out-sing Curtis Potter, I'll tell you that much. He was a singer-singer. Here's one for Grant. Speaking of singer-singers, here's another one of those singer-singers. Here's the great Daryl McCall for you.
Slowly the long day turns to night, and soon they'll switch off the prison lights. But in my cell I'm making plans to be at home with you again.
These walls and bars can't hold a dream.
and my tie that I wear when I'm with you each night. These walls and bars can't hold a dreaming man, so I'll be home to tuck the babies in. They can chain my body, but not my mind, and
every time I hear that song, I think about my buddy Sonny Davenport. That was Sonny Davenport's all-time favorite song, and he loved it when Daryl sang it. KNEL FM 95.3 and on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com. I didn't know this until just the other day, but Willie Nelson has recently recorded I'll Break Out Again Tonight. I heard his version of this song the other day, but hard to beat Daryl McCall, no doubt about it.
Can I hear Tennessee Whiskey?
I'll do it for you tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Used to spend my nights out Liquor was the only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom and brought me back, being too far gone. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. We'll be right back.
So do you have Tony Orlando?
I don't think I have anything by him. I'm sorry.
Okay, how about Roses for Mama, Marissa Vine?
I've got that.
And Mr. Shorty.
All right. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Well, I had 2 weeks vacation coming, so I thought I'd drive down to Florida, spend some time with an old friend, date a few girls, make a few parties, and just kind of live it up again. So I packed up my car, and then I called my mom in Tennessee and told her what I planned to do.
Danielle, can I help you?
She said, son, are you coming by? And I said, Mom, I'm really pushed for time, but I'll see you in a week or two. And I was driving through this little town in Georgia when I remembered today's Mama's birthday. Well, I thought I'll just stop and wire some flowers. Shouldn't take too long, then I'll be on my way. So I walked in a flower shop, and the first thing I saw was this little boy with his eyes full of tears. I said, what's wrong, son? He said, Mama loves roses, and today's her birthday. And I haven't seen her in almost a year.
Roses for Mama, today's her birthday. Roses for Mama, today's her birthday.
He said, I live with Grandma now, but I promised Mama some roses. Because I talk to her all the time. I wanted to give her 5, because that's how old I am. But the lady said I couldn't buy them with just a dime. Well, a little fella's story kind of touched my heart, so I told the lady to give him what he wanted and charge it to me. Then I told her I needed to wire a dozen roses to my mama up in Chapel Hill, Tennessee. I looked around and the little boy was gone. But all of a sudden, the door flew open, and he come running back in. He said, Mister, I forgot to thank you for the roses. He smiled and shook my hand and ran back out again. Well, I started on out of town, and I was feeling real proud of myself for thinking of my mama and really caring. When I looked out the window and I saw that same little boy kneeling by a grave in an old cemetery, I stopped my car and walked over to where the little boy was kneeling down. And he smiled up at me and said, this is where my mama stays. She says she sure does thank you for these pretty roses. Well, that's when I had to walk away. And I drove straight back to that flower shop and I said, lady, have you sent those flowers to Tennessee? She said, no, not yet. I said, well, never mind. I'll just take them back with me.
Roses for Mama, today's her birthday. Roses for Mama, today's her birthday.
Nobody knew where he came from. They only knew he came in. Slowly he walked to the end of the bar and he ordered up one slug of gin. Well, I could see that he wasn't a large man. I could tell that he wasn't too tall. I judged him to be about 5'3" and his voice was a soft Texas drawl. Said he was needing some wages before he could ride for the West. Said he could do most all kind of work. Said he could ride with the best. There in his blue eyes was sadness that comes from the need of a friend. And though he tried, he still couldn't hide the loneliness there deep within. Said he would work through the winter for 30 a month at his board. started to say where he might land a job when a fella came in through the door. And I could tell he was looking for trouble for the way that he came stomping in. He told me to leave Shorty there by himself, come down and wait on a man. The eyes of the little man narrowed, the smile disappeared from his face. Gone was the friendliness that I had seen, and a wild look of hate took its place. But the big one continued to mock him, and he told me that I had better go. Find him a couple of glasses of milk, then maybe Shorty would grow. When the little man spoke, there was stillness. He made sure that everyone heard. Slowly he stepped away from the bar, and I still remember these words. Oh, it's plain that you're looking for trouble. Trouble's what I try to shun. If that's what you want, then that's what you'll get, 'cause cowboy, we're both packing guns. His hand was already positioned, his feet wide apart on the floor. I hadn't noticed that there on his hip was a short barrel bat 44. It was plain he was ready and waiting. He leaned a bit forward and said, when you call me Shorty, say, mister, my friend, maybe you'd rather be dead. In the room was a terrible silence as the big one stepped out on the floor. All drinking stopped and the tick of the clock said death would wait 10 seconds more. He cursed once or twice in a whisper, and he said with a snarl on his lips, nobody's mister to me, little man. And he grabbed for the gun on his hip. But the little man's hand was like lightning, the bat 44 was the same. 44 spoke and he sent lead and smoke, 17 inches of flame. Oh, the big one had never cleared leather, beaten before he could start. A little round hole had appeared on his shirt. The bullet went clear through his heart. The little man stood there a moment, then holstered the bat 44. It's always this way, so I never stayed. Slowly he walked out the door. Nobody knew where he came from. They won't forget he came by. They won't forget how a 44 gun one night made the difference in size. As for me, I'll remember the sadness shown in the eyes of the man. If we meet someday, you can bet I will say that it's me, Mr. Shorty, your friend.
Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. It's reported you've been drinking and are running around with men and going wild. And we don't believe you ought to be bringing up your little girl this way. And it was signed by the secretary, Harper Valley PTA. PTA was gonna meet that very afternoon.
when Mrs. Johnson wore her mini skirt into the room. And as she walked up to the blackboard, I can still recall the words she had to say. She said, "I'd like to address this meeting of the Harper Valley PTA. Well, there's Bobby Taylor sitting there, and seven times he's asked me for a date. And Mrs. Taylor sure seems to use a lot of ice whenever he's away. And Mr. Baker, can you tell us why your secretary had to leave this town? And shouldn't Gwitta Jones be told to keep her window shades off or completely down?"
She made so many people happy during the Heart of Texas Country Music Festival. She came and performed with us. She actually hosted an album. She made so many people happy during the Heart of Texas Country Music Festival and did such a great job. She hosted a meet and greet at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum, and they had them lined up there. I think she signed for about 3 hours at the museum and visited with people, and they just really had a wonderful time being around the great Jeannie C. Riley. Here's Willie Nelson, a little song called "Yesterday When I Was Young."
Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased at life as if it were a foolish game, the way the evening breeze may tease a candle flame. The thousand dreams I dreamed, the splendid things I planned, I always built to last on weak and shifting sand. I live by night and shun the naked light of day, and only now I see how the years ran away. Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung. So many wild pleasures lay in store for me, so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast the time, and youth at last ran out. I never stopped to think what life was all about. And every conversation I can now recall concerned itself with me and nothing else at all. Yesterday, the moon was blue, and every crazy day brought something new to do. I used my magic age as if it were a wand, and never saw the waste and emptiness beyond. The game of love I played with arrogance and pride, and every flame I lit too quickly, quickly died. The friends I made all seem somehow to drift away, and only I am left on stage to end the play. There are so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears upon my tongue. The time has come for me to pay for yesterday, when I was young.
Roy Clark had the first big hit on that particular song. That's off of one of Willie's later projects, one called Yesterday When I Was Young. Speaking of birthdays, I mentioned it a time or two, but Loretta celebrated her 89th birthday. And certainly want to say a special happy belated birthday to the coal miner's daughter, Loretta Lynn. She's had a tremendous career, and we're very excited that her granddaughter, Taylor Lynn, records with us on Heart of Texas Records. Her new CD is called Taylor Lynn Sings Loretta Lynn, and that album is doing, we have shipped out that record all over the world. And if you haven't picked up a copy of it, you should. It's called Taylor Lynn Sings Loretta Lynn. It's available, of course, on our website at heartoftexascountry.com. That's heartoftexascountry.com. Or, of course, if you're locally, you can pick up a copy at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum, and I know that you will not be disappointed. Well, speaking of Loretta, we'll let Loretta finish up this hour of the Hits Radio Show. More of your requests and dedications right here at KNEL. I'm Tracy Pitcox, and here's one called Ruby's Stool.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.